WABC presents another two-hour special on Those Oldies But Goodies. Your host, Scott Shannon. Those Oldies
But Goodies. Sunday Night Oldies. Hi, I'm Scott Shannon. Let's kick it off with the Beatles and Love Me Do from the 60s. WPGC, kicking off the Oldies Show with the Beatles. You can't go wrong. Love Me Do. It's 10:02. I'm Scott Shannon. We're going to count up to 1, 2, 3, 4.
4.
Tony Joe White. From Mississippi. If a fatty said it, boy, fatty. And pick her, miss a poke, said it. Kiss a poke, said it. That's about it for that one, folks. Goodbye. Nice talking to you, Tony Joe White. So it goes on when you deal with oldies, folks. Let's go to the Click and see if they can't do any better. WPGC. Fine tune. Group called the Click and that Sugar on Sunday. Produced by Tommy James. I'm Scott Shannon at 10:07. And as any good disc jockey will tell you, the worst way to start your show is with a screw-up. And we played that Tony Joe White song, Pork Salad Annie. And the record was broken, honestly. It's a brand new copy. I keep in my record collection, I keep several copies of each single. And this record is honestly broken. I thought it's brand new, though. So let's do a trivia question. Someone listening tonight has that record. And I got so upset, as disc jockeys will do, and I broke the record completely and just threw it in the trash can, and I noticed the B-side has an unusual name. Anyone who has a copy of Pork Salad Annie by Tony Joe White on Monument Records, you'd be the first person to call me at 432-1580 and tell me the name of the other side. What's the B-side of Pork Salad Annie? And I'll give you four tickets to see Smokey and the Bandit, all right? That's a great trivia question. WPGC and Edwin Bear. Did you know I'd go to sleep? WPGC, I figured it out. You're a bimbo, and that's the last song I'll ever dedicate right to you. Edwin Bear, that's Edward Bear, and last song. WPGC, Scott Shannon at 10:11 with the oldies till midnight tonight. The reason I'm laughing is the girl who just called in is named Bonnie Buckner, and she lives in Falls Church. And I said, well, how did you know the answer? She said, because I was laughing at what an idiot you were for playing that record because it was skipping. She said, if he had my copy, it wouldn't skip. Well, Bonnie, with my luck, your copy would have skipped also. But congratulations to Bonnie Buckner from Falls Church. She just won four tickets to see that movie we've got next Thursday night, the Smokey and the Bandit movie. Four tickets, and she also qualifies, because she's over 18, at least she sounded like it, to win that beautiful car we've given away, that Trans Am. And the B-side of Pork Salad Annie was Aspen, Colorado. That's the B-side of Pork Salad Annie, Aspen, Colorado. And if you could only see my record right now, because I got a little upset. I just broke it. She said, I have a copy that's not broke. Anyway, Bonnie, congratulations and thanks for calling. Right now, let's go back and remember the Left Bank. Ooh, good song, Walk Away Renee. WPGC, classic song, Walk Away Renee. Boy, that was a good song. They had one follow-up called Pretty Ballerina. Anyone remember that? A couple of you oldies buffs. By the way, hello to Alan Lee. He's listening tonight. I want to say thanks for this. 10:15, Scott Shannon with the oldies. And here's a song. The Beach Boys were always, always on top of the fads. If it was surfing, they sang about surfing. If it was sailing, they sang about Sloop John B. If it was drag strips, they sang about drag strips. Back when I was a kid, the cool car to have was a Chevrolet, a 409. WPGC, will the wonders of radio never cease? Can anyone explain this? The first record that played all the way through without skipping was done by a man named Desmond Decker. Now, why is that? I played all those nice American records and they didn't play right. Tony Joe White skipped, right? This is guy's name. Desmond Dekker and the Aces, and he played all the way through. No problems. Who's listening? My good buddy, Steve Kingston. He says, could you get a record that won't skip on? It's 1020. Scott Shannon with the oldies. Come on, Rosemary. Please don't skip on me. That's two in a row, but no skip. I feel like the Atlanta Braves. That's a winning streak for the Braves. WPGC 1023. Scott Shannon with those oldies but goodies. The 60s until 11, then it's the 50s. And Saturday morning, I got up and I worked with Woodside on the morning show because Elliot does not work on Saturdays. And we did the morning show. And I played a song by Gary Puckett, Union Gap. And someone called and said, hey, where's Gary Puckett? And I said, I don't know. He's probably working out in Silver Spring at a taco stand or something. Someone, no, he's going to be at Wolf Trap along with with Tom Dooley, the Kingston Trio, and some other people. And I looked in the paper today, and they do have an oldies show coming at Wolf Trap, but Gary Puckett and Union Gap is not booked in there. I don't know why, because they're really, really good, but they've got, who all's on that show? Jan and Dean, my favorites, and they've got the Kingston Trio, and some others, but Gary Puckett and Union Gap is not coming on that show. And tickets are available, Wolf Trap. And it should be a nice time. I saw the advertisement on television today. So let's play one of my favorite Gary Puckett and the Union Gap songs. Ooh, turn it up. Lady Willpower, it's now. Lady Willpower, it's now. WPGC, Gary Puckett and the Union Gap. Lady Willpower, it's now or never. I don't especially agree with his philosophy, but if that's the way he scores, that's fine. It's 1027, Scott Shannon with the oldies. I just had a call from Springfield, and Tanya called and said, hey, you played It's My Party a couple weeks ago. What was the follow-up to Leslie Gore's big hit? And if you remember, her biggest record was It's My Party, and I'll cry if I want to. Her follow-up was a song about another girl who came to the party named Judy and went like this. WPGC, it's Judy's turn to cry. One of my favorite songs. Not really. 1029, Scott Shannon with the oldies, and I got a call. We're doing right now on the telephone. A guy called me. He's got a Gary Puckett and the Union Gap update. Because it always distresses me. The guys with the great voices, Gene Pitney, Gary Puckett, Roy Orbison, and all those guys, why don't they record anymore? They can still make great records. What do? You know, they hit some hits. Here's one. One of my favorite singers of all time. He got started in New York City. He was back in the, a lot of people like to call it the hippie era. He started a group called the Lovin' Spoonful. His name was John Sebastian. And this song was one of his, was not a big hit. It was a pretty one called Darlin' Be Home Soon. The Lovin' Spoonful. The first time I heard that song was on a Rascals album. The Young Rascals had one out. Their first hit was Good Lovin', and that was on the album. I said, wait a minute, that sounds awful good. And then I found out that that was not the original. Little white boy trying to be funky. And then I tracked it down to Wilson Pickett. And he sang the original. Midnight Hour, it's 10:36. Yes, it's storming outside. They're supposed to let, but it's raining really hard at our WPGC Beltway studios, and it's supposed to be letting them by another 15, 20 minutes. Right now, anybody here from Tennessee, we're going to play a song that was like a number one record all over the South many years ago by Clifford Curry. Hope you remember it. Crazy about to lose my mind because she shot a hole in my soul. WPGC 1039. That's Clifford Curry, and I don't know. I played that for myself mostly. So if you don't remember, don't feel bad. Here's Peter, Paul, and Mary, their last big hit together. WPGC, that's a good song. Mary Travers, Leave It on a Jet Plane. Believe it or not, Peter, Paul, and Mary had already broken up, and the record label released that song. After they were broken up, and it became like a top five record. They didn't know what to do. And Peter, Paul, and Mary, towards the end of their relationship, were not fond of each other. Because when you're in a group and you travel on the road, it's very difficult to remain fond of each other. And they had some fights and some spats, so they said, hey, let's break up. The hell with it. And they did. But now they're back together, and they're occasionally doing some concerts together. But they're very nice people. Peter, Paul, and Mary on the Oldies Show at WPGC. It's 10:43. I'm Scott Shannon with the Oldies, and here's a song by a guy that I've known for a long time. The fellow that wrote the song is named Johnny Christopher. And he was from Memphis, Tennessee. He wrote this song for B.J. Thomas. And I don't know if a lot of you really respect the voice of B.J. Thomas, but he's great. He's got a fantastic voice. And this is a song called A Little Bit of Love is Better Than No Love at All. Listen to it. Turn it up. Appreciate it. WPGC, my eyes adore you. Frankie Valli, Four Seasons, 10:49. Scott chatting with the Oldies. Rain coming down outside the Beltway Studios. When we look back in the history of rock and roll, we find many bands with lead singers. Some of them played the guitar, and some played the bass. Very rarely did you find a band who was led by a guy who played the drums. This is a group with a leader on the drums. The name of the band, the Dave Clark Five. Mm. You say that you love me. Whoa, 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 whoa. WPGC, you keep me hanging on. Supremes, later on, Vanilla Fudge came out with a version that was kind of ultra heavy. It's 10:55, Shannon with the Oldies, and we do the 60s between 10 and 11. And at 11 o'clock, we go into the early 60s and late 50s. So we've got that coming up next. WPGC, Douglas Somm, Sir Douglas Quintet, WPGC FM Morningside. I know it's raining, I know it's stormy, but turn that radio up and listen to Gene Pitney. It hurts to be in love. It hurts to be in love. Don't ask Kathy's Clown. Kathy's Clown, WPGC. It's one of my favorite. I don't know why they don't sing anymore, the Everly Brothers. They got in a big spat one day, and they said, all right, Don, okay, Phil, to hell with you. We're going to just break up, and they're no longer together. But apart, they've never been successful. Don's never had a hit. Phil's never had a hit. It's just like the Righteous Brothers. Once they split up, no success. I wish they would get back together, the Righteous Brothers. If you're listening, guys, please go back and sing some more songs. We miss Bye Bye Love and all that kind of thing. WPGC 1104, Scott Shannon. We do an official WPGC FM Morningside. And I just had a girl call and say, hey, could you play the original version of that Linda Ronstadt song, I Can't Let Go? I didn't bring it tonight. I knew someone was going to call and say that. The Hollies were so great because Graham Nash used to be the lead singer for the Hollies. He's a fine writer, but he left them to go with Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young later on. Here's a song that I promised I'd play by Tommy Edwards.
Many a tear has to fall. Those oldies but goodies.
WPGC and those oldies but goodies. 11:07, Shannon for the oldies. Here's a song by a guy who, like a lot of other people, who tried to sound like Elvis Presley. And let's face it, that's not such a bad thing to do, because Elvis had so many hits. This is a song about a guy who loved the girl very much, and then got bored with her, and he said, oh, I gotta go. And he didn't realize he missed her until he left her. The name of the song, You Don't Know What You Got until you lose it. Ral Donner.
You don't know what you've got until you lose it. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah, uh-huh. Oh yeah.
Just run and scare.
WPGC. And it's after 11 o'clock. Rain coming down in many parts of the city. Lightning. I'm still here. I hope I am. Four Tops for Mr. Elliott.
Baby, I need your love.
WPGC. Baby, I need your love and I got to have all your love. 11:15, Scott Shannon with a Sunday Night Oldie Show. And in case you haven't heard this before, we do not do requests off the request line because I bring the songs in, and it's tough to bring a lot of, you know, like 700 titles in here and do requests. I love to. I love to hear and say, hey, I'll play whatever you want, but we don't do that. But here's a song that was not a big hit, but it's beautiful. It's Dionne Warwick. Trains and Boats and Planes. Ooh. Romance is still alive and well. WPGC. I don't know what to do with myself. That's Dionne Warwick. And it's 11:21. Here's a song by the Hollies. Now, this is the group that I told you about earlier. This is that the original Linda Ronstadt song. But this is one they recorded several years ago, back when Graham Nash was still singing lead. PGC, Hollies. It's 11:24. In case you understand or you don't understand what's going on, we're trying to play some of the songs you haven't heard in a while, or maybe you've never heard in your life. Who cares? It's those oldies but goodies. Every Sunday night, 10 till midnight. Here's a song I think is one of the best vocal performances of all time. Mr. Jerry Butler, when he was just a young singer. The name of the song, For Your Precious Love. Listen.
Dip, 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 dip.
WPGC and the oldies but goodies. Took a walk and passed your house late last night. Let's go back and get the raise. 1959. Do you remember this one?
Two silhouettes on the shade.
Yeah. Hello to Rock and Ron from Sergeant Pepper's in Nashville, Tennessee. WPGC 1132. Scott Shannon on the radio.
Preach, my dear friends, you're about to receive on John Barleycorn, nicotine, and the temptations of Eve.
The hombre is on the radio. Let it all hang out.
Let it all hang out.
Those oldies but goodies.
WPGC, Sandy Nelson, Teen Beat. Remember that song? It's a good song. 1963 is up next. The Raindrops. He's the kind of boy you can't forget.
I remember when I first saw him.
WPGC. Boy, that's back in the Wop-Shoops and the Wang-a-dang, do-wangs, WPGC, and he's the kind of boy you can't forget. The Raindrops It's 11:39. I'm Scott Shannon with those oldies but goodies. Let's go back a few years now. This is going to take you way back to 1959, 1960. And when it comes to romance, in my mind, romance goes with music. You know, oldies but goodies and love affairs. And back in the old days, when a guy told you that he loved you, he meant it. And if he told you that he loved you, Shauna is smiling at me from across the room. When he told you he loved you, he didn't really mean it. There was a reason for that. There was an ultimate reason he wanted in your pants or something along that line. And a song came out about that whole thing, and I'll just shut up and play it. It's called You Cheated, You Lied, You Told Me You Loved Me. Why did you do it to me, baby?
Oh, what did I do? Are you lonesome tonight?
WPGC. No, no, Shauna, that's not Donny Osmond. She said, oh, that's one of Donny Osmond's big hits. I said, no, it's not. That's the guy that sang it the first time. Elvis Presley at 11:46. Shannon on the radio. Let me take you back to 1960. One of my favorites. Ooh. If you're in love, move over and hold her.
I bless the day.
Saying, where do you find that record? WPGC, Ackerbelt. That's a nice song. That song is called Stranger on the Shore. A lot of people say, what is that? It's beautiful. When I was a child growing up in radio, I was wondering why in those days there was country songs that would make it the top five. And songs like you just heard made it to the top five. These days, everything's so categorized, you don't know what's going on. You're forced to like certain records. Here's a song from the Everly Brothers. It was, it was a song that was kind of forgotten. A lot of people forgot about it. And it's a song about a guy who loved a girl very, very much. And she left him. And he still loved her. And he cried about it. But he said, listen, you're not going to know about it, because I'll do my crying in the rain.
I'll do my crying in the rain. I'll do my crying in
the rain. Hello, darkness, my old friend.
WPGC, Sounds of Silence. That's Simon and Garfunkel. Paul Simon, Arthur Garfunkel. This is Scott Shannon, thanking you for listening tonight. And I've had so many calls about this oldie and that oldie and that statement and this statement. I'm sorry, but I really don't. I wish I could play every song that you called in and requested, but I can't. I bring in a certain amount of records and I play them. And that's it. If you want to hear a record on the oldies show on Sunday night, please write Scott Shannon, WPGC Oldies, Box 8550, Washington 20027, and I'll try to get it on for you. Thank you for listening, and thanks for caring. Talk to you next Sunday night at 10 o'clock. Here's the Association, one of my favorite oldies of all time.